First up is Anonymous. Hello, Anonymous, and thanks for calling into Catholic Answers Live. You're on the air.
Hi, good evening.
Hi there.
Father, my question is, well, I just recently became a catechumen, mm-hmm. and I've noticed that my prayer life has increased, but I still struggle with a certain sin.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the grocery store, I go to Walmart, I go anywhere, and I pray to myself in the morning. I pray to the Virgin Mary, mm-hmm. to help me throughout the day to not look at women, mm-hmm. In a lustful way.
Mm-hmm.
And I may not even think of them lustfully. I still look.
Mm-hmm.
And I get discouraged, and I get to the point where it's like, I get discouraged to pray, and I've had some desperate times where I've prayed desperately for help, and I don't know if it's me, or maybe I'm not seeing what I need to do as far as having custody of my eyes. I'm to the point where I don't know what to do anymore.
Do you by any chance play the piano?
I don't.
No, okay. If you wanted to, the first thing you'd have to do is sit down at it, look at the, get some idea of what the notes are on the paper, and then to try to follow those notes with your fingers on the keys. Would you be successful after a couple of days?
No.
No, you wouldn't. No. Because habits don't take a while to kick in. We don't acquire new habits in when we'd like to. It takes a while, and so we make a lot of mistakes. But eventually, the mistakes are fewer, and we do better. I mean, that's on a natural level, but that's the way God created us. And the other thing is, what you really need to do to be faithful to the Lord, and that's what this is all about. What this is dealing with lust, it isn't just dealing with the fact that lust means that we tend to use other people for our own pleasure, rather than really love them. It's really thinking all about ourselves. And so we turn to the Lord, and we want Him to do it for us. We don't want Him to make it right for us. But when we're doing that, we're really into us. What He wants is us to want Him, not to be free of anything. Certainly, to be completely His means that we are free of sin. But the focus has to be on Him, not on how successful or unsuccessful we are in getting there. He will give us what we need the closer we come to Him, but He is the only real motivation that's going to bring this off. It's like the person wanting to learn to play the piano. The kids often will get disgusted because they want to be able to do it right away, but it's not something they really want. Many times it's a novelty when it starts, and then it becomes drudgery, and then their parents are constantly after them to practice. But for those who really want to play music is really important to them. That's what drives them, is the desire for that music. In the area of morals, the music is the Lord Himself. And we want Him more than we want anything. We want Him more we want Him more than the success of being saved, of being able to say, wow, I'm not bothered by that temptation anymore. The reason we have those temptations is to help us to recognize our need for Him. We need Him in order to love Him. We can't even do that by ourselves. That's the way He designed us, and it's okay. And if we make mistakes on the way, as long as we keep on trying, the biggest temptation is the temptation to give up. That's far more serious temptation than the one to just fall in one instance of lust. So don't forget that, and don't get discouraged. You're not alone. You will overcome this, but as the result of your getting closer to the Lord, not the other way around. Okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You bet. Anonymous, and remember, don't give up, because a lot of people are in your shoes, men and women, and we'll be praying for you.